We can. It's just if you and I are talking, we have to figure out our routine of how we queue up. We need a backstage and an onstage. Offstage and an onstage. And offstage is where we look at each other and go, oh, you're up next. Okay, here we go. Right? So that's going to be a whole other phone call happening with someone else. Right? The Zoom, this thing that we're talking on right now, that's what'll go out on the air for you. But the thing is, that'll come to me first. And if, well, right now we don't have anyone else. It's just everybody's either going to be your place or it's me and Allison here, right? There's no other people calling in. Yeah. Well, there may be some logic. There may be some logic to that, because what if we have to talk about? So, in other words, with that in mind, while Pat Kanderas is doing her thing, you could quietly step over into the other room, and we could, you know, we could figure out what's next if we need to. Otherwise, we're either going to be winging it, or we're going to have to write it down on a piece of paper. You know, or
the best way to do that, let's say she's doing her thing, and you know, I think it's time to switch to something else. But the best way to communicate with you,
yeah,
be call you on the phone.
Well, here's the other thing: is let's look at the chat window in Zoom.
Okay.
Because if we leave that up, then that's another way we can communicate, right? So, you know, yeah, so we can chat there. So that's a place we can trade text, you know, any kind of, if somebody needs somebody to read something or read the other half of a script or introduce somebody, you know, any of the stuff can kind of happen on the fly. Like, I have Allison here. She'd like to, you know, get up to speed with the stand-up folks, but she's not really done that. So she's, you know, writing some things down. She's like, what do I do to get ready? I said, just make something up and it'll be fine. And if you have a problem, you can ask me. And if you don't ask me, ask anybody else. And, you know, so she's nervous about it because it's not a thing she does. But I'm like, the main thing is hang out with everybody, be comfortable. We'll have discussions. There'll be reasons to talk about stuff. I said, maybe all you need to do is just make questions you want to ask people. Like, it doesn't have to be anything that gives us a reason to keep chewing, you know. Go ahead, but here's the other thing, is we need to get you hearing it over the pod track.
Hearing it.
Yeah, so that's right. So let's figure that out, because that's a...
Yeah, I'll keep FaceTime up then. I mean, I've got...
Just for a few minutes more. We might be closing in. So go ahead and pop the headphones back on and see if it's any...
I have the headphones on the whole time.
Oh, okay. Do the headphones... Right, and they've been working otherwise. It's not like the volume control is... Right. Yeah, the computer's not, it should be playing it out the pod track. It's not coming out the pod track.
I'm not hearing you through the pod track. I'm hearing you because I don't have headphones on the computer.
Right. But you shouldn't, the feedback, you should be hearing me over the pod track right now.
I'm hearing you over the computer.
But when you look at the, this is going to sound like I keep saying the same thing to you over and over again, which is kind of true. So when you look at that little triangle by the microphone in the Zoom application on the laptop, does it say pod track under select a speaker?
Yes.
What are the other options? Read them all off.
This is from Zoom, correct?
Yep.
Under select a speaker?
Yep.
Same as system?
Yep.
Yep. Internal
speakers.
Yep. Zoom P8 audio.
That's it?
That's it.
And Zoom P8 audio is what is selected?
That is the one that is selected, yes.
Okay. Here's a crazy thing. Is that USB out turned up on the pod track?
USB out.
And I don't know, try turning that speaker up and see if it makes any difference. Hello, hello, hello.
I'm hearing you, but I'm just still hearing.
But you're hearing it over the computer, right? See, that's weird because it's telling us that it should be going out of the pod track. Okay, so next, go to your Apple on the upper left-hand corner of the computer, and you're going to open up System Preferences. Oh, welcome to my world. Yeah, yeah, System Preferences. And in there is a sound preference. And set that to there. You'll see up at top it says sound effects, output, and input. Set the output to zoom P8. And while you're at it, set the input to zoom P8. Is it giving you a problem? No, we love that. That's what it's supposed to be, so that's good. Good. So that means you're coming in from the pod track, we hope. Like if you flip your microphone switch on and off, does it make the meter not work?
Correct. If I
So that means you're totally on the right path.
Okay.
So now you can leave that control panel open, see if it is anything coming over the headphones now. If you twiddle your through the.
It's still you on the computer.
And go back to the Zoom application.
Okay.
And double check your microphone. So it should say. For select a microphone, it should say pod track. And for select a speaker, it should say pod track. Quit Zoom and come back in a second. You know, log out and log back in.
Oh, okay.
Yep, let's try resetting it and see what happens.
Okay, and
yep, you can just leave your phone live. Yep.
But we're still on the phone.
We're still on the phone, yep.
Okay.
Hello? Yes, I can hear you over the phone.
Join with computer audio on the Zoom or click something in?
Use computer audio, yep.
All right, I'm sending you an invite.
Beautiful. Yeah, this is, seems pretty close. It's got to work. I mean, this thing is made just to do this, so I'm thinking it's... Clicking, clicking, clicking. Why is the internet so slow all the time? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So... Where's the sound? Is it making it over the headphones? Hello, hello?
Well, it still feels like I'm hearing you on the computer.
Yep.
Not on the headphones.
Twiddle your headphone output knob on the pod track and make sure it's not just turned down too low or something like that. Do the same thing with the two USB and do the same thing with the speaker.
Wait a minute.
Sometimes you just don't have enough level going to a thing.
Wait, I think I'm hearing you.
Yeah. I cured my warts with a Swiss Army knife and voodoo.
Okay, talk.
Hello. Hello.
I turned the volume all the way down on the computer.
Yep. Well, it shouldn't. There shouldn't even be a volume control on the computer if it's going to the Zoom.
I mean, I physically turned it on my computer keyboard.
Yeah, that shouldn't even do anything. Like, do you see the little volume thing when you do that?
Well, yeah, but it actually has a slash through it at the bottom. Like,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's not functional because, yeah, the volume's controlled at the Zoom now, in theory. So you're talking into that Zoom, and you can hear yourself, or you can't even hear yourself?
Well, I can hear myself talking directly into the mic.
Right, but you don't hear me at all in the headphones. Hello.
Well, talk.
Hello. Connect the headphones to these. Use adjust the signals. Phones, jacks, output knob.
I'm hearing you through that. I can't figure out a way to turn the computer volume off.
On your cell phone, just turn the volume all the way down on that.
Oh.
Because you might be hearing yourself over the cell phone. Hello. Can you hear me now? Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
The volume all the way down on my phone.
Yep. And then do I go away? Like nothing?
I hear you.
I hear you perfectly.
So I turn the volume all the way down on my phone, and now I hear you very faintly.
In the headphones or over the phone? Hello, over the headphones?
Through the headphones. I don't know how else I'm hearing you.
Well, I'm going to hang up the phone for a second. We're just going to...
Really
faint. Yeah, we're going to rule out the phone here. Give me a second. I'm going to hang up the FaceTime phone, which I just did. Okay, you still hearing me faintly? Hello? Hello?
Is there some, like, input button I should be...
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Make sure I'm hearing what's coming in. Oh, you're calling me again. Hi. Hold on. Hi.
I think you were hearing me faintly over your phone, because when I disconnected the phone, you stopped hearing me, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, basically, we just have to figure out how to get the Zoom to the pod track. And, I mean... Yeah, so the mic is on the pod track. It says everything's on air. Nothing's muted. You're trying to hear me. You're not trying to hear.
Hey, Carmen? Oh, no.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's that USB out knob. Can you hear me right now?
I can, but I'm hearing you through the phone.
Take that USB out knob and gently jack it all the way up. Like, turn it all the way up. Hello. Does that happen? Does that help at all, or does that make it worse?
It's just making me louder on the mic, in my head, in my ear.
Oh, interesting. I go ahead and turn that down. Okay, so then where is... Huh.
How it is on the mic at all.
Hello. Well, when you turn that up, you get louder to me, which is interesting. Try the speaker out knob. Gently turn that all the way up while you're talking.
Okay.
Say hello. Yep.
Hello.
And you're not really getting me any better. All right. So you're not really getting me any better on any of these, right?
Supposed to hear you over the headphones? I am.
You have to, or else the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Like, you should be able to hear Zoom.
Maybe I should try one of the headphones that I bought.
See if you have any dumb headphones, like nothing with Bluetooth or those ones you bought sound like the right thing, right? They were like $20 wired headphones with jacks.
Yeah, the thing was that they only had one of the Sonys.
That's fine.
Headphones.
Yeah, try a rudimentary headphone with no Bluetooth or no volume control on it or any of that stuff.
Right, that's what they. Yep. Should I try one of those?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay.
Super
Can I
good.
Hang up the phone?
Nah, let it run.
I'm laying the mic down.
That is good. Drop the mic, baby. I know, headphones are funny. When you buy expensive ones, they come with all kinds of extra little wires and stuff, too.
Listen, I was looking, they had headphones that were so expensive, I couldn't even believe it.
You know, I've come around, like, what was too expensive for you? Like,
oh, for me, for myself?
Well, I mean, what kind of price were you talking about that was like, whoa? Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
I bought Bose noise-canceling ones. I mean, I splurged.
Yeah, those are nice. Those are, I mean, I'm usually very cheap with headphones. I've always used these kind of Sony headphones that audio engineers use that are $100 a pop, and they fold up, and they're roadworthy, and you can step on them, and they kind of always sound mediocre, but they never really sound any different, you know, so. Or so they say, but lately I've upgraded to $150 headphones, and it makes me a little happier, yeah.
Yeah, I just can't for some of them. For me, I'm hanging up the phone, it's making me crazy.
I'm hearing you fine, so if you're hearing me, then we're fine.
Wait a minute. Talk.
Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, so let's hang that up. Well, yeah, let's go ahead and hang it up. And I can always pop open the chat also.
Okay.
So can you hear me now? All right, let me know. Can you hear me now? Hello, hello? Hello, hello, hello? Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Sony headsets in.
Mm-hmm.
The phone is off. Now I'm talking into the mic and I can see the green on the Zoom screen on the mic. So that's hooked up.
So you got yourself. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you
write me something in chat and tell me what to do. Okay, I'm gonna send you a note too. Let me share screen. Oh, how do I do that? Oh, share screen. There's a green button.
No.
Do I click multiple participants can share simultaneously? Okay, participants. Mute more. Chat, stop video, make host rename. Okay, you're going to tell me what to do. Let me share from participants. Okay, wait. One participant can share at a time.
That's okay.
Sorry, my dear.
No, it's totally okay.
I'm going to write you a... even hear me. Why am I typing? I can't quite tell how to share the screen with you. There's a green button at the bottom of Zoom that says share screen with an arrow. You want to talk me through that? Try multiple participants from green at bottom. Multiple. Okay, I clicked that. Okay, now what? Okay. I clicked that. Laura, I clicked that. Oh, screen sharing. Oh.
Okay, so now you're on mic. Can you hear me now? No, not at all.
Okay. I'm viewing your screen. View options. Oh, maybe you're viewing my screen, and that's what it means. Okay. Let me show you. Okay. Upper menu, watch mouse. The audio MIDI app window. Oh, on my own computer, you mean, right? Oh, dear. Audio MIDI. I'll show you again. Okay. So, I'm going to what? Oh, don't watch yet. Okay. Now. Okay, so click on desktop. Wait. Oh dear. I can't even figure out for some reason how to do that. Follow my mouse. Okay. So dumb. Can you see the pointer? I can, yes. Can you hear me? Okay. Yes, I can see the pointer. The thing is, okay. Go. Okay, but I have to find that on my computer. Okay. So there is no go up there. Let's see. I can't seem to get out of Zoom US meeting view and all that stuff. Click on empty desktop. God. The problem is this is my whole screen is full. I can't seem to. Yes, I know it should. It's just for some reason, I can't seem to click the empty desktop. So the Apple's there, but it says Zoom US Meeting View Edit Window Help. I can't get Finder. Hit F3. Oh. So for some reason, Carmen, that only God knows, I can't seem to get back to my desktop. Now you're gone. Oh, shoot.
That's okay. I'm going to call you on the phone.
I feel like such a
dope. Oh, no, don't. No. This is so weirdly normal, I can't even tell you. So are you seeing the desktop now where you got Zoom out of the way?
Yeah.
And so you can see the go button?
Yes.
All right, so follow my mouse. We'll click on utilities and we'll open that folder.
Your mouse isn't on anymore. Because the Zoom isn't on anymore.
Oh, right, of course. Okay, so go up to the top of the computer. And you should see the leftmost word. It's just, you just see an Apple logo and then the word Finder.
Yeah.
And then a few over from that, it says Go.
Got it.
Go to Utilities.
Okay.
And then a window will open and you'll see a thing that says Audio MIDI Setup.
Yep. Click that.
Double click on that. And then... on the left side, does it say audio devices or does it say MIDI devices?
It says audio devices.
Good. So on the left side of that, let's see if your pod track is selected.
It is. Zoom P8 audio is highlighted.
So click on that. And then on the right side of that, we should see some... Are there any selections or things to choose from? What's the clock source default? What are the other options there?
Clock source default, format, 44100HZs, channel volume, value, dB, mute, configure speakers. I'm pretty much reading you everything.
Right. So that top thing, are there other selections, clock source? Is there any options there? Yeah, now we want the Zoom P8 to be the default. So that looks like it's the selected device, right? Like you'll see on the right side, there's with the P8, there should be like a little icon just to the right of that with a speak, you know, that indicates that it's the output. Yeah. Okay, so here's the last thing we're going to do, and then we're going to stop for tonight, I think, because maybe we should stop. I don't know. Let's see.
Oh, wait. Is it possible that it says master stream. Do I need to turn, you know, the buttons are all the way to the left. Master, front left, front right.
That shouldn't matter, I don't think. Okay. There's not, like, a volume control there. Yeah, we're just trying to... Sometimes there's a clock problem because all of the digital stuff has to be on what's called the same clock.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes when you're... But, you know, based on what you're saying in the... Okay, so now let's do this. Let's go back into... I mean, there's another thing we could do, which is we could update the firmware. You know what? Let's do that. So if you go to... So go ahead and get on a browser... like Safari or any old thing.
Okay, should I leave this up or take that out?
Go ahead and quit that window. I think we're not worried about that.
Okay, I'm clicking out quit audio MIDI setup, okay?
Yep.
Okay, and then I can click out of the utilities, right?
Yep, get out of that. Yep, okay. And close windows so you're not... makes it easier to get around. So go to zoomcorp.com.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Did you close Zoom already?
I did, but I can pull it up really fast.
Yeah, that's okay. Go ahead and pull it up, and I'll drop in.
There we're back on. I'm viewing your screen again.
Yep. So I just dropped in the, there's the Zoom webpage for software download.
I can click that?
Yep, that's in the chat. So what you want to do is there's a thing that says P8 firmware. Yeah, you love it.
Allow all cookies?
All of them.
Okay. Then it says P8 firmware. Yeah.
Yep, download that.
Okay.
And what you're going to want to do is, it's probably not going to take that long to download, but there's, you're going to open that when you download it, and it'll go into your downloads folder, probably. Are you in Safari?
Uh-huh.
Go up to the upper right-hand corner, and you see that little arrow with it that points down?
Yeah.
So maybe that's not there on yours. And you're hearing me still over the phone, right?
I am.
Right.
Oh. ZoomCorp.com 58 seconds ago?
That sounds right. Yep. Open it up.
I'm at the same page as I was. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm opening it now.
Cool.
Okay, PB version 122E or something.
Yep. Yep.
There's one, and then there's another one that says zip.
Hit the zip. Unzip it.
Try to hit the zip, you said?
Yep. Go ahead and unzip it. It might take a second.
Okay, it seems like it's copying itself, but I'm not seeing it on the desktop.
I mean, it downloaded really fast. Okay, let's see here. Slow down. Oh, I see. So it gives you a little folder. Okay, so there's a little one that says P8 firmware update guide.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet.
It's in the folder. So when you downloaded a thing, it gave you a little 7.7 megabyte folder.
Oh, it did? Okay,
yeah.
Gosh, let me see if I can go back to that.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Mine doesn't even have a zipped file.
Yeah, I don't think mine does either.
Yeah, mine downloaded and popped into a, opened up as a folder.
Okay, so when I look at what's in the folder, not a zip one, it says pbsystem.bin.
Yeah.
PB firmware update guide.
Yep.
PB system software version history.
So, what you want to do is you want to find yourself, you're going to hate me so much. Do you have an SD card laying around?
A what?
An SD card, like a little flash card.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a kind of card you'd put in a camera.
Oh, dear. I don't think so.
Because that Zoom pod track must have a, yeah, it has a room for an SD card slot in the back. Yeah, you must have one laying around. Like, cameras use them. Phones use little tiny ones, but the ones you're looking for is the kind of like a camera would use. What else uses them? All kinds of things. Smart TVs.
Oh, I think I know what you mean, but I don't know where my old cameras are. Is that with this little latch? That's where that would go in?
Yep, on the back. Here's an SD card. This is what it looks like. Like, it's a,
Oh, I've seen those, but I don't know that I ever have had one myself. Oh, shit. Am I going to need one for this?
Well, it's a thing I would try because it may be, the firmware is this stupid fucking piece of software that's in the device that gets updated from time to time. And the thing with Zoom is they're updating rapidly. So it's quite possible, you know, even if it's a week out of date, it doesn't, you know, it might be this just fixes the problem. So you need to get one of these, and you're going to copy that little p8system.bin to this thing, and then you're going to put it in the Zoom, and then you're going to, you know, flip the power switch while you hold a couple buttons down, and it'll update itself. That's the deal. So we need to get from, you know, from that thing to one of these to that. So,
and there's no other way to do it other than to have one of those things.
Well, it might not even be the problem, but it's a kind of an obvious thing to check. So,
okay.
Yeah, because what's happening is you're selecting the device. In fact, let's do one more thing, which is call up Zoom and let me see your screen. And what I'll do is I'll stop sharing the screen here. And then, right, so you're up on Zoom. So you want to go down to share screen. And where it says desktop one, probably.
Well, it says one participant can share at a time.
Well, we want to, now I want to see your screen.
Okay, so what do I do?
So you go down to where it says share screen.
Oh, desktop one, I see.
Yeah. And go ahead and click on that.
There.
Yep, there we go. Now I'm seeing your screen. Okay, so now go ahead and bring up Zoom into the middle. Yep.
Back to meeting. Okay. All right. I brought up Zoom. I clicked back to meeting, and it's just sitting
there. So hold on a second. So stop sharing. Do you have more than one screen on your computer?
Yeah, actually, I'm looking at you, and I'm above
yeah.
you.
So that's okay. Go ahead and stop sharing the screen. And then share again. Go back there again and see if the Zoom window is one of the windows you can share.
It just says desktop.
That's the only thing you can share? I'm sorry, what's the first thing again? And then what else is there?
Whiteboard, iPhone, iPad, via AirPlay.
And your Zoom window is on desktop one, right?
Yes.
So go ahead and show me desktop one again. It wasn't showing up before, so.
Did I click desktop one or just click share?
Share. All right. So the only thing is I'm not really seeing your Zoom on there.
It says I'm screen sharing, but
huh.
The only Zoom page that's up now is like, and it says back to meeting. I seem to not be able to go back to the meeting. Oh, wait, there's a thing that says share screen. What the fuck? What is that? Oh, dear. It's not even highlighted.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, look at that. There's remote control.
You are screen sharing.
Hey, I'm going to request remote control.
Carmen B is requesting to approve. Zoom guest would like to control this computer using accessibility features. Open system preferences or deny?
Yes, please. Open them.
Okay, I did.
And then?
Security and privacy.
Under accessibility. Security and privacy, let's see, look under where it says Zoom US. Oh, unlock. You want to go down in the lower left-hand corner, unlock to make changes.
Oh, I see.
Yep. And then this is the password to your computer, which you have to.
Computer. Okay, I hope that's right.
Yep, it's the one you use just to light it up. Beautiful. Go down and enable Zoom US.
Okay, I click that.
And then go ahead and lock it again. And I think that should let you do it, maybe. Then, oh, it says you can control Nancy Giles' screen. Can I? Oh, look at that. All I have to do is move very slowly. Yeah, this is so funny. Why am I not able to see your Zoom screen? That just seems so unfair. You know, what's funny is I want to be able to look at your remote controls for this, but it won't let me see them. Okay, let's see. Just give a little chit chat in the microphone, just a hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Perfect, thank you. All right. Well, I think that's the thing we should do next.
Okay, so you need to find one of those things.
Yep.
Or buy one.
Yes. They are readily available all over the place. It's called an SD card, and you don't need a big one. Like, even 4 gigabytes, you know, any gigabyte, even a gigabyte would be plenty. I mean, you probably won't even be able, like, you know, you can probably get a 8 or 16 gigabyte one for, you know, $6.
Okay. Maybe the best thing to do is just try to buy one. I feel like there's one, they're in a house somewhere, but I wouldn't even know where to look.
If they're a thing that are not on your radar, you know, just, it's easier to probably just go look and buy one. So hold on, let's see.
I think I would use them before. Nancy has. I just don't know how to deal with them.
It's just like, hold on, what am I doing? I don't want to do that.
Oh, and I probably don't need to talk into the mic because I can hear you on the phone, right? Hello?
Okay, hold on. So let me try to figure out how to not control your screen anymore. You might have to take that back somehow. View options. Stop remote control, that's me. Yeah, I think that's the thing we should do next, is we should try that. That might just solve the problem, and we should hit it tomorrow with a fresh brain. Are you around tomorrow? How's your availability? Yeah.
I have maybe one phone call that I'm not sure when, but tomorrow is basically all about this and setting up and this.
Yeah. So it's usually a hellscape like this, but this is not so bad. It's at your pleasant company, and this is everybody's doing fine. Like, it's always like this.
Or anything like that. I feel
good.
Pretty all right.
Good. Good. So I would say let's just talk tomorrow.
Okay.
How early do you get up? I get up pretty early. Are you early riser?
Yeah, early. I want to try to get up around 6:30 or 7 and walk the dog before it gets too hot, and then then he has to go out like every hour to wee wee because he's not on this medication. So
it's, you know, fun. I relate. So Yeah, so if you want to call after that, you know, 7:30 or 8 or so. And,
is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally okay. I'll be
All right.
Up and running.
In the meantime, let's see, I think I'm going to turn this off. The Zoom box also can work on batteries, which might make it a little easier to place.
Well, you should leave everything plugged in.
I'm going to ask you if it's better to plug it in. Oh, wait, what am I saying? No, forget what I said. Forget it. I'll configure. I'm going to spend a little time tonight just setting up some of this mic stands and crap or whatever. I don't know.
There's the hospitality aspect of, like, yeah, you want people to be comfortable in the room and all that stuff, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, so, yeah, you got to set up the room and all that, and then we'll figure out this technical thing somehow.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I will have one of those. Will you just text me what those cards are called?
Yes. Hang on. Let's see. Can you make it? Can you take your screen back somehow? I'm not able to. Oh, hold on.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wait a minute. And now Emmett is calling. He's probably in panic mode.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Let me just send him a message. Call back in. Okay. What did you say? Take my screen back?
Yeah, I'm viewing your screen where it says share. Up near the top of your screen, it should say stop screen sharing or something like that. There.
Not stop video.
Not stop video. It's a Zoom control panel, like.
Well, the thing is, my Zoom screen isn't there. It's just the.
You're sharing your computer screen, so you need to somehow take it back. I was just gonna drop this thing in the chat. Oh, wait a minute. Here's chat. Okay, so. What I was going to send you was, it's called a SD card.
If I hit stop share, is that what you want me to do?
Yes. There we go.
Okay, I did.
Back in business. So the thing's called an SD card, and you know, this was...
funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Click, you wait. That's not it. That's not it. I mean,
yeah.
It just made me laugh because you know a lot more about this than I do. And yet, still, let me try this. Oh, not this. Let me try this. Oh, that's not right.
It's really mostly trial and error. And I have an encyclopedia of little tricks to try. But the thing is, your computer is your computer. And shit, I mean. It's weird. It's not really... I did a lot of this at Duart, and you could say I was doing it at a higher level, but it really was just this. I mean, it really wasn't any different. And there was always someone on the other end, and, you know, that sort of thing, and people always have different technical capabilities. After all, someone's the video editor and someone's the sound editor. The sound person doesn't expect the video person to know sound and vice versa, you know.
Right.
So... yeah, I look for one of these. It's like Ultra, like SanDisk is a good brand.
Okay. I swear to God, I feel like there's an unopened one somewhere in my home in something. But...
I mean, let me think what uses these. Lots of things use these. The thing is, phones use very teeny ones, but... Cameras. These are very popular with cameras and video.
Tascam might also use one.
Do you have a little Tascam recorder?
I do.
These are common with those.
Right.
And
I just don't want to use the one that's in the Tascam because it's going to have data on it.
That's right. So my house is littered with these just from various little ones and big ones. And so anyway, that's, if you dig one up, I mean, if you, you know, there's probably the nearest drugstore or so. I mean, any place, even a bodega. SanDisk. Yeah, SANDISK. So I went ahead and put that in the chat. Yeah. Yep, and we'll pick up where we are. You know, we'll pick up where we left off tomorrow.
Okay.
But we're closing in here.
Yeah.
I'm. It's baffling to me why this stuff doesn't work better. But it's just the way it is. It's like, so I'm going to give you reassurance. Hopefully, we'll figure it out. I'm hearing you like magic through the microphone. Yes.
Okay.
But I was hearing you over the mic before. Like your mic is coming over my system. It's beautiful. It's like nice and close and sounds like a mic. It's like the way it's supposed to sound. So that's very encouraging, you know.
Okay. That's something. All right,
yeah. We just got to make it so you can hear us back over the head. That should feed back from Zoom.
Right.
And we're using the Zoom application. You're not using it in a browser, right? Yeah. The other thing is go and make sure Zoom is updated. Update Zoom too.
Huh?
Check and make sure your Zoom is updated. Your Zoom application. If you're in Zoom US.
Uh-huh.
About Zoom.
Update.
Yep.
Update available.
Get it. We can wait till tomorrow to check this, but this might be the kind of thing that fixes it, you know.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that's up to date. We want to make sure the firmware and the other thing is up to date. And then if that doesn't work, then we have other problems. And I'll do a little poking around and research as well. So, but hope and poke is the motto. It's like if you don't know, hit a button, and if you break it, we'll fix it.
Okay.
And yep. Do it for everybody. I mean, you're really the only user on it, so I'd
okay.
Go ahead and do it for everybody.
Okay, install. Okay, I gotta start returning some calls.
Yep. Yeah, no, we don't want that. And also, people, well, they're all coming to you, so nobody's dialing directly to me that I then have to hook in with you, right? So.
Yeah.
You'll have company. It's going to be good. So yes, that's a good thing. Okay, so that simplifies everything. Yeah, so give a ring, you know, in the morning, 7:38, whenever you feel like it.
Thanks, Carmen.
And we'll figure out this thing. Yeah, so our firmware and our Zoom update, and then we'll you know, from there, it's hopefully we're on our way to Hollywood. So.
Okay, babe.
All right. Chaka Khan, man. Yeah.
All right. I'm hanging up. I'm embarrassed.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.